Good morning. I'm off to Blarney. Yeah, it's Thursday morning and I'm going to where the Blarney Stone is. But I'm not going to kiss it. I'm taking... the reason I'm going to Blarney, which is about 25 minutes away by car, is that I'm taking my car for a national car test, popularly known as an NCT in Ireland. And this is the first time I'm taking this particular car for an NCT, because I bought it less than 2 years ago. And I made the booking online, and I have received various bits of paper helping me with advice about what I have to do with my car. But the situation is that I feel I'm taking the car to fail. I do. And I feel that this is okay. I'm going to take the car to the test center. They're going to find something wrong with it. In fact, they may find several things wrong with it. And I'm then going to take the car away and have those things fixed. I think I have about 10 days in which to get things fixed after the test is done. And I'm using the NCT test as a way of determining what are the things about this car that need to be fixed in order to make it fully legally roadworthy. I mean, it is roadworthy, there's nothing wrong with it, but there are things wrong with it. I don't know what the things wrong with it are, except that last night I discovered, I knew I had a headlight that was gone, so I took it to Halfords in Mahon Point, and they do a nice service in which you roll up with your car and they come and change the light bulb for you. So you buy the light bulb and they change the light bulb, and I don't even know if they charge for changing the light bulb, but the man discovered that there were two other light bulbs on the car that had gone. One of them was my reversing light bulb on one side. I don't know how I didn't know that, but the car didn't tell me that I didn't have that, so I guess I... and then some other little light was gone. So I was really glad, because I don't mind failing the NCT, but I don't want to fail it as soon as I rock up, they put on the lights and they discover that I haven't even bothered to check the lights. That I think, would be, you know, a bit careless. And that might get them motivated to find other things wrong with the car. But anyway, yeah, there's a list of things you have to do with your car. You have to clean it, and that I had to do that. It has adequate oil and water. I put water in it the other day, so I hope that's going to be fine. My boot is empty. Well, the boot isn't quite empty. There are a few things in it. I had to take the golf clubs out of it. I had to take the golf shoes out of it. I had to take a golf trolley out of it. And late last night, at about after 10 o'clock at night, in the dark, I went out with one of these little handheld Dyson suck-it-all-up things. And I did try and suck some of the grit out of bits of my car, because I kind of live in the car, and I don't I belong to the segment of humanity that uses the car but keeps it in a disgraceful state, that, you know, the other half of, or the other sector of humanity wouldn't be seen dead in, really. But my car is not a paragon of cleanliness. But anyway, I read recently that some huge percentage of people fail the NCT in Ireland. So I'm in there with the mass of the people going to fail the NCT and going to then fix the problem afterwards. The alternative was to take it to a garage and to say, do a pre-NCT check, and they will do that for free over here. And they'll give you a list of things you have to do. But I thought, look, the NCT people are the experts. I have to admit, I am mistrustful of garages, and I'm afraid that they might say to me that there were things that needed to be done which were kind of nice to do but not essential. And since there's so many moving parts in a car, there are always nice to do things that could be repaired that I reckon, look, let me just do it the way most people do it and see what happens. So that's the morning. That's the start of the day. It's of course going to be plenty of rain here. Ireland is a rain country. So I won't talk about that, you will know it, but it's green, everywhere is green. And the Blarney Stone is interesting. There are two things. It's rather a bit confusing if you go to Blarney and you're a tourist, I think. On the one hand, you have the Blarney Stone, the castle, and that's clear enough. And it's one of the biggest tourist attractions in Ireland. In fact, I should do it someday. I should actually go and kiss the Blarney Stone, so that I can be like other people have done. But anyway, it is one of the best known phrases in the English language in relation to Ireland, I think. I kiss the Blarney Stone, isn't it? I mean, there are some of you listening to this who have never been to Ireland, but have you heard the phrase? I bet you have. You know, I kiss the Blarney Stone. So, do you know where the Blarney Stone is, and do you know the history of it? I bet you probably don't, but you do know the phrase, the Blarney Stone. Now, tell me I'm wrong, I would love to hear. But then, in addition to it, there's a commercial operation. There's a company called Blarney Woolen Mills, just down the road from the Blarney Castle. And they're a separate family, they're a separate business. But I bet you the tourists think they're all part of the same thing. They probably think that the castle, which is owned by, I don't know, we'll say one person who I've never met. I better say nothing because I have an impression who they are, but I could well be wrong. But the castle is owned by one family. And then Blarney Woolen Mills is a big business. Dealing in woolen products and other products as well. And I have been there. I have walked through their shop. And I have, if you like, kind of touched that business. I should declare at one stage that I had an ambition to do some work for them. That's another story, which won't reach the public domain. But at least I'll declare that I have an interest in case, you know, so that you'll know that I have a bigger interest in Blarney Woolen Mills. But anyway, Blarney Woolen Mills is down the road, and it doesn't have any commercial connection. But the two brands, if you like, Blarney, the Blarney Stone and Blarney Woolen Mills, are connected in people's minds, I'm sure. But anyway, that just makes Blarney a more interesting place. So today, National Childbirth Trust, NCT in the UK. I have always had that resounding because before our first child, my first wife was born, was coming, I went to NCT classes. In other words, I went to classes to prepare for childbirth, Natural Childbirth Trust. And it was a great experience. Very, very memorable, and helped me immensely with the subsequent birth of two other children as well. That's another story for another audiobook, another time. So NCT, National Car Test, to be confused with National Childbirth Trust in the UK. In Blarney, to be confused with Blarney Castle and Blarney Woolen Mills and Blarney Stone. Here I come today. Yeah, you should definitely come to Ireland. It's a quite interesting place. Bye.